This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. An insect outbreak could dim the fall colors in southern Colorado. A type of moth that attacks aspen trees has affected tens of thousands of acres. But Alex Rudney with the U.S. Forest Service in Chaffee County says there are some unaffected areas, and the oaks and cottonwoods put on a colorful display too.
It's always an adventure looking for the nice colors, and you never know what you find.
He reminds visitors to the forest to be prepared for changing weather. In the skies along the Front Range, you could see a lot of military aircraft starting later this week. The National Guard is flying training missions out of Aurora and Pueblo. The round-the-clock training is supposed to simulate combat conditions. The exercises run from September 22nd, Thursday, through the 25th. The Guard says it's to prepare for potential upcoming deployments. State wildlife officials say an invasive mussel has been detected in Colorado for the first time in state history. A single adult zebra mussel was found at Highline Lake near Grand Junction. The shellfish is known for quickly reproducing and killing off plankton, which feeds fish in lakes. Parks and Wildlife says the discovery does not necessarily mean there's a widespread infestation. In Pueblo this morning, 66 degrees, Denver an even 60 degrees this morning. Highs around Denver and in Colorado Springs along the Front Range, close to 90 again this afternoon, then much cooler tomorrow with temperatures in the 60s. There's rain for much of the state starting later today and through Wednesday and Thursday. That could mean heavy rain in the mountains and around Grand Junction. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.